B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, it's not the same band.
No?
We've already discussed this.
Shocker.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like every Springsteen song sounds alike.
Yeah. That's not even close to being true.
Sure it is.
I know you're not a Springsteen guy, but not every song.
My daughter even said that. Dad, why does Bruce Springsteen song
she
all
did
sound
not
alike?
Say that.
I swear to God. Swear to God.
Wait, which daughter?
Samantha.
Oh, got to give it some weight then if it's coming from her.
That's right.
Yeah. She is the smartest of the Zolaks,
sure is.
As we've discovered already.
Birdie's coming on.
He's coming along.
He had Easter clothes yesterday.
Oh, yeah? And how'd that go for him?
He's out of kid sizes.
Hold on a second. Easter clothes, and I know you're very religious, so I assume.
Oh, something to wear to church. Nice. Yeah.
To church. Does he get take them off? For the for the family brunch, or do you all dress up? You're one of these families that stays dressed up for Easter brunch, even though it's just family.
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying I spend the day in sweats, but you know, if you're just at home or at a family,
but I mean, what's nice is like once you're done eating, you like hurry up, bring your clothes to change, and go outside and play. Hey, you guys want to go find some Easter eggs? Are out there? Not out there. Just get them out of the house. Yeah, keep looking. Go look underneath.
You gotta dig.
Get down there.
Some of them are below the surface.
Your kids send them out in the yard, tell them there's an Easter egg hunt, there's no eggs.
No, why would I do that to them?
they go crazy looking for them. Kill an hour. They usually figure it out. Just throw one out there and like, oh, there are more.
So he's wearing what, adult sizes now?
Yeah. He's men's 30-30. I didn't know they had that.
30 leg. I'm a 29.
He's bigger than you, Jim. I know.
Yeah. How tall is he?
He's 5'2".
Those are some long legs.
I'll take a picture of the
pants. What's his inseam?
30.
No.
No way.
Honest to God, dude.
And he's 5'2"?
Went to J. Crew Cuts at the Rentham Outlets.
J. Crew Cuts?
They have kids cuts. It's called J. Crew Cuts. It's kids. And he's out of kids. We had to go to J. Crew, the actual J. Crew store.
And
he's
got a pair of 30-inch inseam?
Nantucket Reds 30-30.
Hold on a second.
That doesn't sound right at all.
I got to get a tape measure. And I'm going to.
Please get a tape measure.
Hold on.
I'll put 62 inches. He's 62 inches tall.
Here's what I'll do. I'll take a picture of him with the clothes on. I'll take a picture. I'll leave the tags on the pants. Take a picture of the pants. Send them to you at home. We were horrified. I said, they're going to be too big. It's way too big. Dang. I'm just hoping they run small. You know?
He's going to be a monster.
It's just something. It's like the Yeti.
How old is he?
And Rucci's kid is a sophomore in high school. Todd Rucci, who I played with.
Is he even 10?
He just turned 10.
He's 5'2".
I think he's going to be about 6'7". Yeah. But like Todd Rucci's kid is 6'8". He's the number one kid coming out of the state of Pennsylvania. Look him up. He's rated on every recruiting service. He's got over 30 Division I scholarship offers.
Tight end, right?
He's a tackle. The tight end is going to Wisconsin.
Got it.
His younger brother is a sophomore. Okay. He's only a sophomore. 6'8", 265. Nickname's the Yeti.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nolan Rucci. Kid's huge.
Today, speaking of football, Stephon Gilmore said right now about the coaching situation, they haven't told us. Just kind of working out right now. Little meetings, but nothing that we know.
Crazy.
They really don't have a coaching staff. He was asked if he wanted to maybe be a player coach, and he said, nah, I can't do that yet. We got a lot of good players in the secondary. We all coach each other up.
I told you I did an event with one of the younger defensive backs and just like kind of just shooting a bleep, and I'm like, hey, man, Shiano just went hot. Like, what? We don't know. I have no clue.
Players do not know.
He's there one day, just not there the next. Just gone. Yeah. Well, that went away quietly, huh?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't.
No one can get the story. Get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
He said of Bill Belichick, he's always involved. I wouldn't say he'll be more involved because he's always in the meetings. Nothing new. It's going to be an opportunity for all of us to get better. Like I said, those coaches, they'll put us in the best position to make plays. The coaches that he doesn't currently have.
Yeah. He also referred to Bill as the best coach he's ever been around. Smartest coach.
Here comes Hardy with the measuring tape.
What's that for?
I can't wait to see this.
This is good. This should be good.
What do you got?
So you're telling me. First of all.
Yeah.
You say he's 5'2".
He's 5'2".
Yeah. Okay. You're saying that is...
I have 36.
Okay. And he's is he a 30?
Yeah.
So...
Right there. So I'm 36. I'm here.
Yeah, but look where I am.
I'm telling you. We're shocked by it. This is not a made-up story.
Doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem proportional.
His waist is going to be like up there.
Yeah.
He has no stomach or chest.
It's here.
It's just arms connected directly to the legs.
He's excited now because he can touch the ceiling in our house. He's excited now. He can run and
like
jump.
He looks like a starfish.
He can run and jump and touch the ceiling in our house now.
We call him Starfish.
We call him SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's like Spider Sally.
I'm FaceTiming you when I get home. I swear to God, it's insane.
Starfish Zolak.
His foot is a men's 8.5.
It's just odd.
Like Hadley used to play basketball. We had like new basketball shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, put these on. He goes, oh, these are great. They fit nice. 8.5 men's.
Right.
Kid's inseam from his ankle to his crotch is that long, and he's 5'2". It just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't make
jump
sense.
Rope. I got to get jump rope. You got to jump rope. Got to run through the ropes. Got to get the feet moving. When you're that big, man, you're slow. Molasses feet.
Like Brock Osweiler.
I had it, man. I was the same way, man. Long inseam. I was 6'5 as a ninth grader and just had two left feet. I used to stand out in the garage, and my dad beat me while I jumped rope. I didn't want to jump. Just kept beating me. Made me jump more. Got to move the feet.
You turned out okay.
I turned out. I told you that when he was 3, I tried tying his right hand to his waist and make him walk around so he becomes ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. Put the Cheerios down because he liked Cheerios. So he would pick up the Cheerios and eat them with his left hand. But I tied his right hand to his waist. It's with a belt, but not a big deal.
No, of course not.
What you do? Try and get
Does it work?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, he can't throw left-handed.
I don't know which answer to take there. Yeah, no,
it's amazing. Like Brady can bat left-handed, but he throws right-handed. It's crazy. It just drives me nuts that guys could be switch hitters.
You want to know a great thing for developing that left side?
Sure.
Teach him how to juggle. It's all...
Oh, I believe it, because then you don't have a dominant hand. Right. Great jugglers don't have dominant hands.
Well, you still do, but it helps develop your non-dominant side.
What's that one you showed me the other day? Hit it disappear.
What?
How'd you do that one?
That's not juggling.
He did a disappearing one. Hardy will have something.
Yep. That's not.
You look down, boom, it's gone.
Is Dustin Pedroia's career over? We
just
will
like Hardy
that
made it disappear.
Item.
Yes, it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Well, the development here, Dustin Pedroia is out of the ballgame. Eduardo Nunez has to go in at second base. Petey moments ago flying out routinely to right field, but Jerry, he is out of the game.
Yeah, we don't want to speculate, but you have to imagine it's probably something with the knee. He had the one at bat flying out, and then immediately Nunez comes out to take over at second base this inning. So we'll wait and see if we get any word from the Red Sox clubhouse.
That was a call on Nesson last night. Dustin Pedroia leaving the game in New York. Red Sox lose. Ryan Brazier gives up a grand slam to Brett Gardner. Red Sox fall to 6-13. As soon as they look like they're going to start digging their way out of the hole, they end up just going right back into it. Let's get to Alex Cora, because we did get word after the game on Dustin Pedroia, who left, and it's related to his knee that is not responding the way they had hoped.
You know, for him to come up to me and tell me how he felt, you know, obviously I know a lot of people think that he's going to push and not be smart about it. He understands where he's at and how he felt. So I got to do what I have to do to take care of the player. You know, I was surprised that he came up to me and told me that. But at least he was honest. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I really don't know. He was a little bit down. He was down, you know. I haven't seen him like that. So hopefully it's nothing serious. And, you know, it's something that he just got scared, you know, but we'll know more tomorrow.
That is the manager. That is Alex Cora after the game. And he's pretty much saying that, at least the way I took it, that he was so distraught that he had to leave the ballpark. That he was so upset by it, he felt ill.
Yeah, I mean, you're not saying he tore his ACL, but like it's similar to like a guy that tears an ACL in game. Yeah, you cover your head with a towel. You know you're done for the year. You go in the locker room. You don't want to see teammates. And you pretty much maybe go home and you cry. Or you sit in your car and you cry. That's what you do.
Shaughnessy wrote about this in the game last night, in game, and then updated his story as the night went on. But he relayed a conversation that he had with Jerry Remy, who said that he had had a conversation with Pedroia. So Remy and Pedroia spoke as they were walking into Yankee Stadium before last night's game. And Pedroia said to Remy, "Are there certain surfaces you have problems walking on?" This is Jerry Remy, who's 66 years old, who was far removed from playing. And he said, "Yeah, some hard surfaces." And Pedroia responded by saying, "Yeah, I've got a floor in my house that I have to have changed because it bothers me to walk on."
He lives in Arizona, right?
I think his full-time house is in Arizona. Yeah.
So a lot of those houses have that sort of that uneven clay tile, you know, the big tile, like the mud. What is it? Southwestern style towel, where it's real uneven floors and it hurts your feet and your knees when you walk on it. Normally it's not flat or hard, but if you have bad tile in your house, you can't really walk barefoot. You walk around with shoes. They have that in Florida too. Sort of similar tile. It's uneven tile. So I understand probably what he's saying. And this is bad. I think Pedroia's done. I do. I think this is it for him. Sad to end this way. You know, what would be remembered for? Obviously, he had a great run there. You know, going back to the mid-2000s, things were getting cranked up.
I don't know.
Him.
You're pretty content to be goofing at him for the last couple of years.
Yeah, if you
I don't know what you're so sad about.
I think the endearing thoughts and what you think of him as a player has gone down over that. I think he's lost some luster over the years. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he's been injured.
Fun joking calling him the little leader.
The fact that he's asking a guy who's 66 tells me he's thinking about post-baseball life, post-career. What's this going to be like going forward?
Can you still function as an older man?
And then he goes out last night and he gets hurt. Yeah. He played 3 games last year. He's played 6 this year, and he can't keep going. And he knows. He knows it's over. And so when Shaughnessy asked that in his story, is this the end of Dustin Pedroia? It certainly looks like
it. You know, the scary part is the knee didn't bend in where, okay, it's my MCL, or you know it's an ACL. This has nothing to do with his ACL. This is bone on bone. I told to Cora, and Cora's telling the story, and, you know, I felt something inside there that's not right. That's bad. That's the bone on bone. That's gravel knee. That's pain. That's like made you, you know, skip your breath. You ever feel like, oh, I almost threw my back out or something? It's like that. And that tells you I can't play. I did all this to get back. And I've been trying this for 2 years, and it's just not working.
At Scott Zolak, yo, Adam Jones, 985. Who will lead now without the little leader?
Right. It's a good question. Who puts the eye black on?
Jones. Steve Pierce? Jones then tweeted, Red Sox 0-1 when the little leader taps out. And Zoe retweeted and said, put the eye black away.
Yep.
It's a very sad day. Don't want to see it end this way. You didn't want him to play at all.
I didn't. You don't want to see it end this way for the guy. You don't. I'd sit here and take victory lap on this, but it's what it is. I mean, we sat here and laughed when Dombrowski rolled out the 120 or 125. Just put up another five on it. What, 120? 125.
It was foolish for this team to plan to have him out on the field.
I don't know how they got to the point they got convinced by doctors or him that it was going to be okay. Because 2 years ago, the GM told the American public in the rooting baseball public of Boston, he's got a chronic bad knee that is not good, people. You need to learn to deal with that. And whatever he can give us, he can give us.
Yeah, but I can't believe the Red Sox would have made the mistake of asking Pedroia. You know, forget about what the doctors say. Do you think you can play?
He was calling them out 2 weeks ago where he said, they're scared. I'm ready to go.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. And what is Pedroia going to say his entire life, his entire career?
Man.
I'm ready. Put me in. I'm ready. I can go. I can go the whole season. Let's go. I mean, you hardly ever ask a player that because the player, for the most part, is going to say yes. You know, whether it's Pedro staying in or whether it's Pedroia playing the whole season.
How about
yes,
Chiellini? How about Chiellini Nunez? Yes, at what point did those doctors think he could function and run forward?
And Pedroia is the best / worst example of that. So I would hope for the Red Sox sake that they were relying on medical evidence and not what the players said, because you know what Dustin Pedroia was saying to them during spring training and when he finally did join the club. Yes, I'm ready. Put me in. Let's go.
See, but the experimental surgeries and all that and the new groundbreaking type stuff, there's nothing really to fall back on here. You're in a different, you're in no man's land now with this injury. Sort of like we kind of got to wait and see and give him his chance. He's done everything he can to this point. You've exhausted everything. You've tried every technique, every treatment. That's probably why he's talking to Remy. I mean, you had 11 of them, dude. How do you feel right now? Because I don't feel good, and I'm still trying to play. Right. I don't want to feel like you at 66 or whatever Remy is. That's easy. It's easy to see what came out of that conversation. That's why he's doing it. He's scared. And you hate seeing a player scared. I wish I don't know, buddy.
I don't know if it's scared. I think it's just that. I think he realizes. I think he just knows it's over, and it's devastating.
It's sick.
Because he's not
sick
playing
to his stomach.
You know, some people have suggested, it's because he doesn't want to give up his money. No.
He doesn't do with the money.
He gets all his money.
God, it's baseball.
He's going to get all of his money. He's not going to lose any money. He's trying to play because he just loves the game, and he wants to play, and he just can't. And he knows it's over. Right?
Yeah, it's like he sits there and listens to the John Fogerty song. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Meanwhile, we got some weird comments coming out of the Red Sox when it comes to David Price, and I want to tell you what these are.
What?
They just started hitting the wire a little bit, okay? People are starting to pick up on these.
What you got there?
Let me read from Chris Cotillo of Mass Live. He writes, Red Sox left-hander David Price believes the team could trade some of its key players if things don't get better soon. If we don't start playing better... Here's the quote, direct quote from David Price. If we don't start playing better, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded.
Me?
We're what, 30th in the minor league system? Price told Alex Spear of the Boston Globe. We're dead last.
I tell you what, it's a reality check here.
We don't play better? Mookie Betts will be traded. J.D. Martinez will be traded. It will be tough here for a while.
You know what? I give this guy credit. It's a little bit of accountability, right? You better wake the F up or there's going to be changes around here. Who else is going to say it? You won't lose Mookie? Anybody here won't lose Mookie? Get ready for the Benintendi years and Bogarts.
Story is now up on Boston Globe.
Jackie Bradley will be 37. He'll still be here playing center field.
In 2011, Price was the opening day starter for the Tampa Bay Rays, Alex Spear writes, as they commenced their American League East title defense. He says, we took a toast before a game, a shot, the whole team. Joe Maddon said, this is to the best 1-8 team we ever had in the big leagues. That was in 2011. They started the year 1-8. We won that day. We took another shot after that day, and we made the playoffs. Indeed, the 2011 Rays represented a study in quick pivots, going 22-7, after their poor start to claim first place by mid-May.
You know what? This is nice. You know why I say this is nice? Because they've gone on from we're the defending world champs. Like the world champion thing is in. They got their rings. They've turned the page. It's not anymore. We'll be okay. We'll fix it. We're the defending world champs. How'd it work out last year? That was a normal kick response for the first 2 weeks, right? We'll figure it out. We're going to be all right. We're a good team. Better wake the F up or there's going to be changes around here.
Wow. I'm reading these quotes and I love them.
Yeah, keep going. They get better as they
Holy
go.
Holy crap, David Price.
That's like reality.
He says.
That's just sitting on your laurels.
He believes that this team's surge, that team in 2011, that team's surge was led by starting pitching. And he believes the same can be true for this team. He says that's what we need. It boils down to the starters. I don't care how good our offense is. 1 through 5 or 6 will be better. There's no doubt about that, but we need to do it starting in Tampa. If we don't, .. He says if we don't start playing better, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded. That is what David Price is saying today.
This guy lived it.
And he's aware that the Red Sox minor league system is crap.
That's reality right there.
I don't think it is, though. I don't think he's necessarily right. They're not trading David Price. They just signed Chris Sale.
It's Mookie. It's Mookie you got to worry about.
That is the one you've got to worry about.
That's what you got to worry about.
Do you think they're going to trade J.D. Martinez?
No,
I don't think they're going to do that.
No. And Price knew it. They won a World Series with pitching.
But here's what it proves. He feels an urgency.
Yeah.
He feels a need to respond.
Hey.
That, to me, is good.
Losing bothers him.
That's good. That's good precedent he's setting
like
there. That's
yeah.
good. That's a good message he's delivering
boy,
to everybody.
David Price?
Guys, let's
yeah.
turn it around. We can't keep doing this.
He would make a good talk show host.
And he says, it starts with me and the rest of the starting staff. That's awesome.
He goes on to say, the Celtics are good. The Bruins are good. The Patriots are always winning. The Red Sox are always good. If we don't play better, there's going to be a lot of changes. I remember Boston won the World Series in 2013.
In 2014,
they were trash.
And then trash. He says trash again. Trash.
Wow. He gets it. That's good.
Maybe it's 24. Wow, he's so aware of this stuff. 2014, he's aware
tells
of
you,
that.
It's starting to bother them. And this is what I talked about with Tomasi said the other day when he talked to Bogarts, talked to Betts and those guys going down to New York. Well, New York's got 6 guys out. That'll fix things, right? Get you guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, speaking of the Red Sox, I do want to talk about what happened with Gronk and the Super Bowl trophy at opening day. We have not discussed that.
This bugs
video.
Me like you don't know.
It does.
It really bothers
good.
Me.
We'll discuss it after these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And the Sports Hub app. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Some of the guys were gonna throw out the first pitch. Jules was warming up. Gronkowski got him a pitch in.
And it was all fun and games until it wasn't.
A lot of interesting things happen.
Gronk thought of a great idea. He'd play around and get a swing. And as he's lined up, Jules is the pitcher. Gronk standing there, and I think we're all under the impression. I mean, no way is he going to swing a Lombardi trophy.
A little strange. We're thinking he's not going to swing the bat. He's not going to do it. And literally at the last second, when 11 throws the ball, we see 87 go from a batting position to a bunt.
Probably not ideal.
Well, guys, it's probably not ideal.
Probably not ideal.
He's playing it up now, isn't he?
Yes.
Matthew Slater.
Yeah.
All right,
so
let's hope so.
Let's hope so. What he's discussing is what you've probably seen a picture of somewhere by now. But on opening day at Fenway, nobody knew this, by the way. This was not known by anyone until they made this video for the Patriots website and social media accounts. Rob Gronkowski pretended that the Lombardi Trophy was a bat because they were all throwing practice pitches to throw out the first pitch. So Gronk threw a pitch. Edelman throws a pitch. They're all throwing. And Gronk goes, oh, let me step in like I'm the batter. And they're inside a tent at Fenway. And he steps in and he is holding the Lombardi Trophy like it's a bat, wiggling it in a batting stance. Edelman throws the ball.
Fastball.
Fast. and Gronkowski squares up to bunt with the Lombardi Trophy. The ball strikes the back of the football. It puts a baseball-sized dent into the trophy. Your reaction, Zoe?
I think it makes him look like a freaking moron. I love the guy. You know it. I follow 69 people for him on Twitter. And then when he does it, he realizes he does it, and he starts his goofy dancing like, "I'm so funny, I'm so funny." And he gets in front of them, they're all slapping him around. Like,
I don't like it. I don't like hear it hit the trophy.
Edelman goes, "He broke it." You hear Edelman? Give me it again. You hear Edelman yells, "He broke it."
Probably not ideal.
Bill's not going to like this now.
The trophy's not going to be conforming to optimum specifications once Gronkowski gets done with it.
If we call Dent Wizard and you're able to suction out 33% of the used airspace, we could suck that to the right level and it needs to be polished.
And it was all fun and games until it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Hey, I mean,
do you really? I mean...
Okay, remember when David Ortiz
got injured? Does it upset you? You really think he's not happy about it? I can tell.
Because I look at these trophies as, I think it's a respect thing. I think it's, you win the world championship and they allow you. You look at the way they handle, now I know they go goofy with the Stanley Cup and extradition.
Right.
But other than that, it's hands off, white gloves, you don't touch it. You move away from it, we'll place it on the table. Remember when David Ortiz got introduced for the home opener a couple days ago? He came out videoing himself. What do you have in his right hand? The World Series trophy, and he was holding it by the flags, like down around. We all said, like, "What do you? I don't like how he's holding the trophy." We were on Ortiz for holding the trophy like that. This is where you get goofy, and it gets goofier, you know? And he does that a lot.
Probably had a couple cocktails. What do you want
to I don't think he did. I don't know. He wasn't hammered. He was just having fun.
Yeah,
that's how Rob has fun.
Around. I didn't say he was hammered.
He's bulling a china shop. Okay.
You said he had a couple of cocktails.
Right.
I don't think he did.
He's just feeling good.
I think he's a little more loud and boisterous, and he was pretty reserved and functional, you know, when he got introduced out there and that. If Rob was liquored up, I think you could tell. Rob liquored up is different, Rob. You know, it's mouth open. Where's my brother?
How many hours of football do you think a player has to be, like, involved in a week? Like a normal week of football? Like, not the off season. What's your regular schedule like during the week? 50 hours?
Yeah,
60 hours. Yeah. What is he going to do with his time?
Like we're what? We're 40 hour people, right?
He's not like
we're 20 hours on air. Time and traffic spent. Yes.
You know what I mean? Those other 20 hours are spent doing.
What is he going to do with his time? When he has all this time, he's not playing football.
He's got
because this is him. This is what he likes. But he can't be like this all the time.
Like they didn't perfect the hard throwing footballs that you could have Bluetooth in, right, Hardy? We've had those in studio.
I got to chuckle.
Those fly far.
I got to chuckle out of this happening. Him denting the trophy. It's sort of like the Stanley Cup.
Do you think
I broke the cup?
You think
all
the organization was excited when they heard he dented the trophy?
We'll send it back to the Hall of Fame and they'll fix it.
Of course they will. Or do you leave it and say, "Look at that. World's greatest tight end."
I would fix
after retirement.
I would fix it.
You suck it out with Dent. You can suck it right out on a machine with a Dent Wizard. Yeah. They'll pop it right out.
You go to Dent Wizard for that?
I mean, it's a metal.
It's obviously not the Dent Wizard metal, right? Fabulous.
Seriously, it's not high end metal.
They do incredible work.
Here's why it doesn't bother me. And this may fly in the face of what you feel.
Because they get six of them?
In terms of trophies, the Lombardi
sucks. Is that what you're saying? Trophy sucks?
It's okay. It goes Stanley Cup in a landslide win.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'd go World Series after that.
I would too.
And then it's a toss-up between Naismith and the Lombardi.
Michael Jordan with those basketballs.
That's a pretty clear fourth
if you don't know the name of the trophy. Clear fourth.
I obviously did. I misspoke.
I'll never forget.
I thought it was a Naismith, too, so that's the point.
Where is Larry Brown now? Is Larry Brown still in college?
I'd put the Lombardi ahead of the Larry Brown because...
It's third.
The only thing I remember about the basketball trophy is Michael Jordan holding it. I don't ever remember Kevin Durant hoisting it. You always remember people hoisting the Lombardi,
but who cares?
Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
who really cares?
It's football.
You want to get your picture taken with the Lombardi trophy?
Larry Brown's coaching a team in Italy. That's besides the point.
Do you care?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, you have a choice. You can have your picture taken with the Stanley Cup or the Lombardi. Which are you choosing?
Stanley Cup, and I'm going to take it
in
home.
Yes. 1,000 out of 1,000 people will say the same thing, even if they don't care about hockey. That's a trophy.
If I was on a hockey Lombardi? Team, if I was on a hockey team, so I'd go to Walmart it. And I would fill
it. It's a trophy because you have to give it back, right?
I'd fill the Stanley Cup up with Crunch Berries.
It's also the smallest of the trophies. Yeah. Small. Well, on the small side.
I didn't like the reaction when you knew you dented it. Like, that's all.
So you would have appreciated a, oh, bleep.
Uh-oh.
I should not have done that.
Well, so are there multiple copies of all these trophies,
I know, don't they? Is it the real one?
No,
yes.
So it is.
It's a real one.
How do you know?
They have one real one, and then they usually have
I know the Patriots personnel
made.
Was there. They travel with the trophy.
So what are they doing handing the real one over to Gronkowski? I don't even blame him.
Well, they've done it for the last five of them, and nobody ever dented them. They hand them back to the people, and then you never see them again. They go right up to Kraft's office.
Well, that's the problem with Gronkowski. They're never going to see him again. Every time they handed it to him before, he was coming back to play.
You know what?
Now he doesn't care.
The lack of fear in his face after he messed it up. Full well known.
What are you going
to do, bench me?
Right.
Well, the team obviously doesn't care. Like Tom's just said, they produced this video and put it out like a joke.
I like right. that. I don't like. I like that even less. It's a Lombardi trophy.
No, what do you want to be respectful over a trophy?
I love Pierce Zoe. When Pierce Zoe comes out, it's great. It's only football, but it's purist, though.
Yeah, he did not like the trophy.
I didn't think it was funny once.
Yeah, see, he's upset still.
Do you treat
the equivalent of like when we play the organ music for baseball purist guy? We need that football equivalent for Zoe.
Here's the problem because we're so close.
I know the song. I know the song. Hold on.
NFL films.
No, it's one particular song though. But keep talking, Hardy.
Yeah.
It because we're so close to Easter.
I think we'll try and get it for takeaways.
Very religious Zoe has reemerged. And the Lombardi Trophy is a near-religious artifact for him.
Freaking bunt. You want to square up and bunt?
He finds it sacrilegious to treat
an artifact. Oh, look, I did it.
With such disrespect and disregard.
It'd be like me borrowing your new car. Hey, let's go hit some golf balls. Oh, I hit one over the net, and I hit your car, and it dented.
No, that's not. That's my car.
Oh, it's an accident.
It's not his trophy.
I have the song. Yeah, I know what you want. We'll do that. Today's takeaway is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5.
Hit it,
Zolak. Hit it.
Give me that stuff. That sweet, funky stuff.
Oh!
Hey! Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends, hey there, toots, how about you drop some pounds? Make yourself healthier. Do what most people do. Go to Awaken 180 Weight Loss, five locations now or online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay. Now let's get to it. Here's what I was thinking for Zoe in terms of giving him his football purist soundtrack, something we could play when Zoe goes football purist on us, because he is a throwback. He's an old school guy when it comes to the sport. He doesn't like disrespect of the trophy. That's for sure.
He's playing games. He needs to be bunting.
No, don't need to be doing that crap.
All right.
Here's what I came up with.
Maybe the Patriots golf tournament. He could put a golf ball down on the
tee. I know that Zoe will know this as soon as he hears it.
I swear I picture Michael Strahan or Kurt Warner unwillingly walking the Lombardi to one of the Patriots' former greats of the past, like Willie McGinnis, and handing to him as he goes right down the aisle of players as he makes his way to the podium.
This one's for John! Like one of those things?
It's a trophy presentation, right? Music.
Hey, the Lombardi's here. Everyone's passing along,
goosebumps.
Giving it a kiss.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
It's maybe a little bit of this. It's not one of the more well-known NFL films tracks, But it's the one they play when they bring the Lombardi Trophy out.
It feels a little different when you see it in person.
Yeah.
This?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when you see the trophy in person.
When you see, hear this song and you see the trophy come out and you're at the stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, way to flex, Jim. When you're there and you see it for yourself.
Humble brag.
No, I can picture a lot of people saying, what's the big deal about this and not thinking it.
But attaboy, Jim. You tell Jim take that crap from him.
It's like the cup when the cup comes out.
God forbid somebody could ever get to the Masters and see somebody actually put on the green jacket.
Yeah, see, that part is true. So the presentation of the Lombardi and the presentation of the cup are sort of similar. I feel like in basketball and baseball, the thing just sort of shows up. There's really no presentation elements. Like, we got it. Someone carried out on the stage.
Football. Yeah, 1 second, Johnny Gomes is telling Ken Rosenthal what to ask him. The next second, the trophy's up there.
Yeah, you're right. Hockey and football.
It just sort of appears.
And in hockey, they skate around one at a time and hold it above their head. Kiss it. Hoist it. Put a baby in there.
Yeah, the entire broadcast, though, they keep showing the box and where the guys. And
the white glove guy.
Oh, yeah.
The bald white glove guy.
Phil.
Famous.
Keeper of the cup, right?
Keeper of the cup. Yep.
All right, let's get to the call from our friends up north in Toronto last night on a penalty that led to a goal, power play goal for the Bruins. They didn't like the call.
And now, centering pass.
Leafs are getting a penalty. And is it going to be a high stick? Charlie McAvoy is being examined.
Roughing call. Matthews to the penalty box.
All right. We're looking again. Trying to find the penalty here. Wow. They push and shove each other in front of Tuukka Rask. Now the crowd has been able to see it on the video board. Charlie bit my finger.
First of all, no penalty against the Maple Leafs was the right call. It's always the wrong call up there, as we found. Sort of like a Celtics thing, right? No Celtic has ever committed a foul. That's sort of what they've got going on up there in Toronto.
A little bit of that, yeah.
Right, there's a little bit of that going on. But then he goes to this internet reference from 12 years ago.
Charlie bit my finger.
That doesn't even make any sense. Plus, it's so outdated. The holy Macarena. Whoa.
Charlie bit me.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. I have no clue.
I don't know what it is either.
Never
That's
seen
how
it.
Hopelessly out of date it is. He would have been better off with Chucky. Who hit your head? Chucky?
Chucky did.
F-ing Chucky?
Chucky.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord of Mary Jesus.
So that's what he decided to go with up there. And then they get all sorts of mad when the goal gets scored, too. Oh, a terrible call. Yeah.
Come on down, hosers. See you Friday.
Has it got this on the cantube.ca?
what do they put outside? You know, they got the food outside the booth there. They put some lutefisk out for him, some like salted fish, some quad. It's a moose.
There's another one just for wildlife. It's called Loon Tube. And you can look at the loons on that thing, and they got some nice moose. Sure. They got a goose.
The double bear
for their logo there.
Hey, quickly, we've got Bruce Cassidy on Jake DeBrusk from earlier today.
I thought he was excellent game two. He was on the puck. He had all kinds of scoring chances, physical, obviously rattled, you know, a couple of their players. I just hope Jake recognizes that the scoring will come if he keeps playing the right way. That's our message to him. I just don't want him to get in his own head now because he hasn't scored in a few games. Jake's been streaky here. He's young. It's natural, but I think he's played good hockey for us. I don't want him to get upset because we put Marcus in the first unit, him in the second. Like I said, he was in the net front screen when Charlie scored last night. He's done a good job. When Bergie scored in game one or two, I believe it was, in the power play, he was net front. So keep doing the little things. You know, and his time will come because I know that sometimes, like I said, those guys look at their numbers and they get caught up in it. And I don't believe he's there. We just want to make sure he's not going there.
I didn't pick up on anything TNR related there.
Oh, God, no.
T-Bone thought maybe he's talking about he needs to go on the radio. He needs to go on the radio again.
No.
Got to do the little things. You can't just show up on the radio and think you're going to score. That's the way we took it back here.
Oh, okay. I don't feel it. We're going to agree to disagree on that one.
Nah.
We're back at it tomorrow. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us.
You show up on the radio up here, you know, 30% of all the content has to be from a Canadian artist.
We certainly will talk to him about Pedroia and also these quotes from David Price. Felger Mazur next.
Good job, Price.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mash.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Far corner, here's Ennis down low. 9. Krejci flipped it ahead. Martian, it's flipped ahead. Nordstrom over the line, chipped it toward the net. He scores! With 2 seconds remaining. Here in regulation, the Boston Bruins with an empty netter from Joakim Nordstrom have taken a 6-4 lead over the Maple Leafs here in TO. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins record their first road victory of the playoffs, 6-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. This series is back on serve, each team with 2 wins, and Game 5 heading back to Boston.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati. Big sporty day, Maz.
Oh, was it ever? Oh, it's so-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.